Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just whips complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air, the food.
Already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. You're sitting around here waiting for this shit to change. Ah, my. You've entered the Black Power Radio Zone. And I'm here to get it on. And don't you know I'm right up here on your iPhone, on your Android paranoid and dumb phone right here tonight on Black Power Radio. We want to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Ali Mam, Akbar Dula Kareem Bilali, one and only host tonight on Black Power Radio. And we have what landed right here, right between Rolls Royce and 57th Street. And we are doing it to death, wiggling around in your e-hole tonight and giving you some new stuff. Giving you what? Some more of what you listen to your Black Power Radio for. And don't you know, we're right here on your radio giving you another show on Black Power Radio. And tonight we're going to talk about it. Inshallah, it's the word of the Most High God who originated the heavens and the earth. We're going to talk about the body bag, reparations, and divine black revolution. Oh, man, I see we're lit tonight. Android, paranoid, smartphone, dumb phone, all ready on the laptop. And look, there's a lady sitting on her desktop. Good evening, lady on the desktop. And guess what else? My. There's a guy. He's got a Ferrari with a drop top, and he's right here on Black Power Radio. So don't you dare go nowhere, huh? Sit back and buckle your seatbelts for yet another episode of Black Power Radio. And we know we done said it all. We know who said it best, man. And you know that's my main man. You already know. You understand. And you dropping it like it's hot in the big melting pot called America, with the three Ks, huh? And Willie Mays even hit a home run on that one. But don't you know, my main man, don't you understand? Marvin Gaye said it best, don't you know, don't you know? Attempt to search them and kill his son. Oh, my. And dude, go back and get him some retribution. See, he ain't like you. Gonna roll over and play dead. This guy go and gather him some troops like I've been telling you to do. And he go get his troops, and he takes over the goddamn precinct and tell him we're going to hold court. He holds court to get justice. He holds court, find the cracker police guilty for killing his son through a court. He said, a jury of my peers. Starts rocking that ship. You see what I'm saying? He rocked that whole precinct. And so the guy, they execute him for death. He calls his family and say, I'm dead. The white boy called his white family and told him he's dead. And the man picks up the nine to execute him. And the executor, boom, he tells me he doesn't kill him. Then he walks out, and I'm not going to tell you the rest. That'll give the movie away. But the point is, they've been putting us in these body bags on typical stops, and they say that we are the criminal, that they are trained that way to come out and exploit us, and if we buck, to kill us. This is the bottom line. Oh, you got to see American Skin. Look for it. Find it. Give me your update. I'm going to reach out to my main man out there in L.A. who knows about LAPD. Double R's out there. Y'all out there. Truth Bay's out there. About 23 more y'all out there. But wherever you are, from whichever you came, please punch one. If you decide to speak to us tonight on Black Power Radio, I do desire that you punch one and make you easier to find. Oh, my, 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 my. Here we are tonight with our beloved brother. He's rocking, rolling, and he's ripping it up from coast to coast and doing his thing for reparations. My main man, Double R, is in Los Angeles, and he could talk black to us. And I want to just welcome all of our vast listening and participating audience, and I want to welcome you, brother Double R, to the Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, my brother. Love you, man. Black Appreciate Power. Your show. Yes, sir.
Likewise.
Yeah, but that ain't nothing new. I mean, that ain't nothing new. That's a movie. But we lived through that in the 80s. Well, I did. You know what I mean? So we didn't know our rights. A lot of times they'll tear our car up, get out, throw us on the ground, sit on the ground. You know, we've been through that. You know, it's just like a repetition. It ain't nothing ain't new, you know. But however, what's the solution? We need solutions.
I highly recommend, if you haven't seen it, I do highly recommend that you see it. And then we can pick up from there. But the first parts I put out for the body bag, the next part I put out for reparations, and you know I'm going to sit here and mac on me some divine black revolution tonight. Well, you can take it away, my brother, because we got plenty here that want to talk tonight. Black power.
Oh, black power to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's just what it is, though. But we got to step away from that. I think he extended the olive branch on that reparation. That's just what we got to do. We got to pull our bootstraps up, those who got boots. If you ain't got them, you're going to get them because we're dealing with the homeless, too. You know, but look, black folk, all this ain't nothing new. What we got to do is just form our own sovereign society. 1619 Reparation Party, that's what's cracking. We're not Democrat. We're not Republican. We're against them. Hold your vote this year. Don't vote. No reparations, no vote. We vote propositions only. We tired of this. You know, they speak a lot about it. I mean, they go all the way back to, we're going to talk about reparations later. Maybe I need to hold off on that because I can dig at that real quick about just on the homestead.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah,
go ahead and drop it like it's hot. Two in line behind
you.
You
know, the homestead act.
Black Power.
Yep. Black Power. The homestead act. They gave up 160 acres to these crackers from Europe and all the other nations, white nations. And gave mere black folk nothing, 1862. What y'all think about that? Everybody crying about the money. Okay, we're going to get the money. The money ain't no problem. But we have to worry about the land that's owed to us. We've been following this reparations task force from the beginning. And they seem not to talk about the land. Not the land. They talk about the land that was stolen. Let's talk about the land that was promised. So if we can dial in, how are we going to get this land? We're going to get this land by coming one. First of all, because we ain't even realizing that these task force ain't for us. They're against us. So let's form our own task forces in every city, state that you can. We got resources. rub elbows right now. We got resources, y'all. Black folk, wake up. Stay woke. Once we put ourselves together, our head together, you know, we're going to get an arm here. We're going to leg here, a foot there. You know, everybody ain't the same. But when we push this to the, this is national. Ain't no reparations going to go state to state. Y'all get that out your head. That's a tactic. This will be a national event all around the United States. They got money. So don't worry about the money that you're talking about. Because we go in there like they stole us, they raped us, they married us. We got the last name, African American. I'm going there like Johnny Cochran. But my thing, I'm going to go to family law. Y'all married us. Y'all gave us Americans on the back of our name. We African American. When it comes down to it on lineage from this California reparation task force, that's our name. We can't say Black Americans. We can't say whatever, Negroes. We 1619s, really. But they say we African Americans. But we came from Africa. I did my DNA test. Do your research. You go chase that crocker that raped your family because they go far back. So get that lineage there. We're going to pull another assembly bill to get all blacks because the proof is in the pudding. They never asked George Floyd for a 1619 card before they kneel on his neck last time that I checked. So it's exactly in the penitentiary. Why we leading in the first, second, and third offenses on rehabilitation? First of all, who
man,
they caught up in there around
the he's got the two police. More major incidents. Just to reiterate on that guy that crushed George Floyd, that crack police has got two more major incidents and at least one more body bag with that same kind of knee on the neck trick. And so
exactly.
We have to beware. They knew they were keeping a rotten apple. All these departments got full of rotten apples.
Mm.
They won't find them. They won't boot them off. They won't take them off the street. So all of them are together, and that's one thing I keep reiterating over and over again. They're all together, big R, man. I ain't even going to lie to you, man.
That's a Jim yep. Crow. Jim Crow. Jim Crow went everywhere. Jim Crow, South Central. You know? So that's what it was back in the days when we had the truce in 92. The police, they put four black cops inside of a car that was towed on the east side, put him so he can go shoot in our hood. I got hit by gangs with buckshots. Good thing that they put that buck first. I mean, the buckshots first. Because they put that double eye slug, I'd have been gone. Noodle in the dirt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a strategic type of thing. So everybody black ain't black. You got a whole lot of sellouts, a whole lot of Django, the Django movie Stevens, a whole lot of Stevens going on out there. You know? So we got to understand that. But this crowd right here that's on this phone line, I know you ain't on here unless you ready to get to a solution. Not just a solution. You get to a resolution. So the resolution is
I look in the back listening audience.
I'm
looking at the vast listening audience, beloved.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the vast listening audience. At least seven Djangos in our audience tonight. So we're going to shake it up and wake it up right here at Black Power Radio.
Yeah.
And not on your Jim Crow.
Oh, we got to come in.
You've been over Los Angeles, Atlanta, New York. Have you ever met a crow named Jim yet? Crow named Jim. Anybody?
All the time.
No. Well, no. This crow man named Jim. He has a name, and his name is Andrew Johnson, is the guy that he invented the Jim Crow. Don't sit on a white man's toilet, and don't sit on a white man's seat on the bus. Don't go on a white man's beach, and all of those different things that came out of Andrew Johnson was the president of the United Snakes. Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
He came in after Lincoln and put those laws down, and then he vetoed the anti-Emancipation Proclamation. You're standing on Emancipation Day right now. This is Emancipation Day. It was never enacted, never enforced, never brought about. And so there is no Emancipation Proclamation. The only emancipation is the emancipation that you take right now. And that's for real. And that's on Jim Crow and his mama there. Yeah. Let me pick up right here what my main man Maurice is over in North Carolina. Maurice, you can talk black to us. You out there 336-583 at 336-583. You're live on Black Power Radio. Maurice there? Black Power, you there, Black Power? Black Power 336. Black Power 336 going once. 336 at 583 are going twice. Brother Maurice is anywhere in the mix. Maybe he's punching mute twice for Brother Maurice. If not, we're going to pick up. We're going to go red, black to the west side. Are you mad at? Are you there, Maurice? You got one of the skipping mics? You got a matrix in your microphone, sir? Well, anyhow, we'll be on hold, and I'll be right back to you. As we pick up another 323 at 884. We got Dr. Critical Truth. Race Bay is the, we're working with you at 323 at 884. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. Minus the noise. Minus your noise. Your background noise. There you go. Dr. Critical Truth Bay, are you anywhere within? Oh, Black Power. There we go. Black Power.
Black Power. Power to the people. What's happening? What's
power
happening, family?
What's up with you? Hey.
Yeah.
What up?
We got a lot of updates coming. Now, you mentioned National Chairman about a movie called American Skin. How many of us have watched that movie?
American Skin.
It came out
Skin,
in 2019.
S-K-I-N.
Right,
Skin.
American Skin. Correct, American Skin. How many of us watched that movie that came out by Nat Parker in 2019? Is that the film you're talking about, correct?
Too many of us.
A Marine that revenges his son. Is that the concept in the movie?
Right.
He's just a regular guy. It's a regular pullover. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it is an important film for people to watch how race relations plays a big part on how they see us. And there are many issues like that in the past, but definitely if you haven't seen that movie, it is America drama written and directed by Nate Parker, who's pretty much conscious on he actually played Nat Turner as well, a very conscious brother. So that's just something I want to throw out there for those who have not seen the film yet. Moving forward, we have upcoming reparations, relations that we want to disperse, right to self-governance, as we want to explain, and how we're going to move forth with an actual government entity so our black family can actually do a mass exodus from the Democratic Party, and God forbid if you're part of the Republican Party, that's a whole different story, but an official divorce from the most abusive relationship that we as a black man and woman has gone under when it comes to the Democratic Party. So that's what we're going to discuss a little bit later on during the show. On May 1st, we do want to do some updates locally. May 1st is May Day. It is May Day for all of us working black men and women. On May 1st, we're requesting that every single leader nationwide, activist, black power group, to post up at your local city council or your county board of supervisors, wherever they make the rules in your town, to post up there nationally and declare autonomy from your governance. So how are you going to do that? You're going to have some signs saying, we want the land, free the land, land, check, land, however you want to state it, our land. We want land. And that is part of the reparations we want. So why are we going to emphasize land, black family? It's because the Reparations Task Force hearing, we learned a lot these last 2 years, and Comrade Double R can attest to that, that these Reparations Task Force nationwide, if you're not on what is happening with reparations, you need to be on it. But what's happening, the clear message is that they want to throw money as a distraction, and they're not going to give us the money that we're requesting. So we requested for $5 million per San Francisco resident that's in San Francisco, for example, and you see the pushback that it got. I want to let you know, black family, your Minister of Justice is going to tell you no lie, that when they say that money is going to be part of the reparations, do not believe the hype, black family. It really is about land and land rights. I tell you why. The value of what this country to do when it repairs the damage that it caused through chattel slavery is through land acquisition. Land is the only thing that increases in time. It is invaluable. Real estate always appreciates, never depreciates, and we're able to create our own hospitals, our own schools, and especially our own housing for our brothers and sisters who need housing. This is why it's important on May Day, Black family, city you're in, that you post up with your revolutionary group. And y'all know who that is, not the Facebook activists. We ain't talking about the Facebook activists now. We're talking about the boots on the ground, revolutionary people doing their changes in their neighborhood. And everybody knows who are the movers and shakers in their town, who are the activists who's really making some changes in their town. And if you don't have one, Black family, then you elect yourself. But right now we have about 2 weeks to get this together. And what we're requesting is that all our activists nationwide on May Day, Monday, May 1st, that's at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. So you got to coordinate that amongst yourself. But we want to have a collective time where we post up, and you need to record this and post it on your social media. Your group standing in front of your city hall with a sign that says land or nothing else. The reason why we want this to happen, Black family, because we got to be on the same page on getting reparations. Whether you agree with it or not, whether you are fighting for it or not, or whether you even know what it is or not. There is a movement that's been happening for many years. And we got brothers like Reverend Turner that's on the East Coast that's been fighting for reparations, having a march to Washington every month to really make a statement. You have Sister Freedom in Delaware fighting for reparations there. You got our Chairman Bishop Williams right here in the Bay Area fighting for reparations here. So you do have people that has been in the front line for many, many years. Now it's time for all of us to come to the table. So what we're requesting on May Day is that you post up at your city council with your group, with your sign that says something about land acquisition or nothing else. Land by any means necessary. However you want to word it, this is the message. Once we get that message across and you post it on social media, it will show some type of unity in something that we can all work on. And this is why we must be very, very careful on how we move, Black family. This is chess, not checkers. And right now we got to get them in the jugular. We got to get them where it hurts in a unified message. And it's something simple. So right here on Black Power Radio, we're giving you a specific call to action. And we thank you for joining us every Sunday and Monday where you get the most informative news that you won't find anywhere else. So join us as we deliberate, and we will explain more to you tomorrow and next week on May Day, the Day of Emancipation for All. So that's one of the calls to actions that we ask for our Black family. And then we're going to backtrack as well. We do have our special guest as well to speak a little bit about reparations. Is our chairman for reparations is Bishop Henry C. Williams. Would you like to say hi to our Black audience, Bishop Williams?
Yes, ma'am. Hello, everybody.
Black Power. Hey, what's
Black
up, cuz? Black Power. Black Power.
You know, listening to everything that I agree with what's going on, and I agree with what Dr. Bay was saying. But I've been looking at, because of what's been going on with reparations and about money and all, I've been looking at all the things that is good for Blacks to do to make it better, to get the money, to get the land. That's some thing we have to come together and talk about what's happening in America, what's happening to us right now. And we not speak about that. Ain't no groups saying nothing about it. And all the things we're doing, that's all good, but we need to tie in some things where our money is going. okay? And then the percentage of our money is overseas in all of the air plants and all of these ships and taking care of all these people over there. Part of that money belongs to black people right here in America, because it's from America. Joe Biden giving these people over there a lot of money, bringing them over here, housing them. All of this good. But we gotta, something we gotta speak on.
Amen, Bishop.
That's part of our money. Part of that money belongs to black people. So
right on, Bishop. Can you tell us a little bit about the Oakland Port meeting that you had this past Thursday, speaking about 50% of the ports? Tell a little audience about how that went.
That went good. I asked for 50% of the Port of Oakland. And and I talked to the president after the meeting, okay? It gets quiet in there when I walk in. It gets quiet, and
that's right.
You know, everybody's head is dropped down and everything. You know, so God gives us power to command when we do our homework.
That's right.
Amen. That's when you said, Bishop. That's when you said 25% at first. I said it's like a marriage. We want 50 everything. Right? Are you a black?
Yeah, he said 50%. 50%. Bishop went in there on Thursday at the Port of Oakland meeting and asked for 50% of the port property. He did a wonderful job. And this man, I tell you, 88 years old, would run circles amongst some of our 20-year-olds. So we gotta pay homage and give respect where respect's due. So we're proud of you, Bishop, and we're going to continue to fight. Now
Amen.
We're requesting for Oakland to have a private meeting, and this is what they're doing now, black family. The Port of Oakland, her name is Daria Edgerly. I want you to remember this name. Daria Edgerly is the secretary. We call her, I call her the female Uncle Tom, to be honest with you, because she's a gatekeeper that's not having a meeting with Bishop that he asked for about months ago concerning these properties. But we're going to keep you posted on this, and this is what we want for all of our activists in every city to request property in your area. However it looks, there's nothing else that's going to matter. And so that's what Bishop did this past Thursday, and we're proud of you, Bishop. Continue
but
to fight.
Now we got to put something on paper. We got to put it on paper now. You know, we asked for it, but I got to put it on paper.
Yeah,
so.
Bishop, I'm going to backtrack on that. You, not only did you get it on paper, but you should have had that paper in front of you when you spoke. You spoke from the dome. So let's give credit where credit is due. You got it on paper, and we want others to do it as well. Okay?
Right.
Queen Asala, I believe she read concerning 50% of the port properties, which is what we requested. Now, the next step is for them to have that meeting that they requested with you. And that's where we are with that. That's Bay Area, Black Power.
Black Power.
Okay,
Black
yeah.
Okay, we're going to pick up and go back to Brother Maurice and see if we can get Maurice live. Are you live, Maurice, at 336 at 583 on the East Coast? Black Power, East Coast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You heard me.
That's the Maurice that I know.
Black
Oh, you're loud and clear.
Black Power,
Black Power,
but yeah, we all got to step in and with this fight with reparations in every state. I mean, it need to be going on everywhere because, like
That's
I
right.
said, they paid the slave masters for the slaves they lost, but they won't
yep,
give us the money that they owe us. So yeah, it's very
That's
important
true.
That we. That we get what we are owed. And, you know, it's just part of the process, and we just got to all stick together and stick with it. Like I said, it should be going on. We got activists. We got activists, Panthers, in just about every state across the United States. So it should be going on everywhere. It should be going on everywhere. It should be going on everywhere.
That's right.
And I'm going to be there on the first. I don't know about anybody else, but I'll be there. And I mean, you got to understand, the fight for our people never ends. Never, like you said, this man is 88 years old, and he's still out there showing activism. I mean, if that's not telling you something, this man might not got much longer to be here. But he's still fighting. It sounds like to me, he gonna fight to his last breath. So if that don't encourage you to do the same for our people, this might not be the business for you. So, Black Power. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell Bishop, I appreciate what he out there doing at his age. So, that's all I got to say.
Black Power. We got quite a few more here. I'm pulling up beside you. Just before the Queen Mother, our spiritual advisor, I'm going to bring the L.A. Black. We went to the east side, back to the west side, and there we have it. Our beloved brother is kicking it like it's live at 3:23, 8:03, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Hey, what's going on there, man? How you doing, man?
Also, family,
we have discovered that Blog Talk Man has been shadow banning us. So I've already shared it with Brother Dynamite, man. So what we're going to do for our show that's coming up on Tuesday, which is going to be, you know, our current situation here in 2023, you know, because with the dump and his bullshit, and then you got old Ron the Panties in Florida. So I don't call him the Santies. I call him the Panties. You know what I'm saying, with his bullshit and his hatred and all that of our people. Also, too, we're going to be crumb bumming on all ass scratches and Yassa bosses and coons like your Warlock, Herschel Walker, Karen Bass, or let me see, any other brain-dead-ass Negro out there that countermans our progress. And then as Sheik Akbar has brought up that no good stinking-ass son of a bitch, excuse my language, ladies, because I know Queens is in the house, Andrew Johnson.
The family
yeah.
Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson. He was the first president to be impeached. Okay, you had Clinton impeached. You had the dump piece impeached twice. But keep in mind that none of these no-good bastards ever got convicted. Now, they got the dump up there, man, on charges in New York and all that old type of shit right there. Man, that fool ain't getting convicted. He gonna get free as a bird, okay? Because when they showed him, given his deposition, what he said to all them questions, pretty much pleading the Fifth Amendment. And what does the Fifth Amendment mean? That you got the legal right in court not to incriminate yourself. You see what I'm saying? And members of the original BPP had used this tactic quite much. But at the same token, when it comes to us, they get very, very selective about us having these so-called inalienable rights, and these rights get violated on a regular basis. And then, on top of it, they'll get you some ass scratcher, some Yassa boss, some coon, some bootlicking, half-baked, that Dr. Khalid Mohammed had stated on the Phil Donahue show years ago. And Phil Donahue had asked Dr. Khalid, is Jesse Jackson as half-baked, Sambo Rambo-ass Negro as you claim, Dr. Khalid, you know, just paraphrasing Phil Donahue. And Dr. Khalid stated, quote, unquote, to the utmost and to the best of his ability. Now, as Sister Harriet Tubman had to do, and I'm quite sure with that double-barrel shotgun that she had to decorate a whole lot of trees with these brain-dead-ass Negroes' brains. Now, also too,
Black Power.
That there was another sister who was a slave in Tennessee who was taken all the way to Montana, way behind enemy lines, and she used to deliver the mail.
her name was Stagecoach Mary. Now, Stagecoach Mary fed anybody that needed to be hungry, but when they fucked with her, Stagecoach Mary did not have no problem using them damn two six guns she had that she commonly referred to as her lemon squeezes. Okay, now, another thing with this miseducational system that they got our youth in, black family, I don't give a good goddamn how we do it. Excuse my language, and I know ladies are present, okay, is that we got to homeschool our own children. It's because anytime when you got the vice president of the United States that's going to go over there to Ghana talking about some rainbow-colored bullshit, saying that, well, you know, you guys got to be worried about the LGBT. And I know we got a lot of scholars here, Sheik, Dynamite, Dr. Truth Bay, research that I've done over the years, you know, as I approach my 64th solar return. That shit wasn't in our culture, folks, okay? It wasn't in our culture. See, great emphasis is placed on the procreation of life in Africa, and that only happens between a union between man and women and not two men fucking each other in the ass. Facebook suspended me 15 days, 20 days, 30 days. They tell me on the next one, motherfucker, we're going to shut down your account. And what I would like to put out there, folks, okay, although it's built up like a damn military installation now, is going up there to that no-good stinking bastard Zuckerberg up there in Menlo Park. Now, keep in mind, Facebook and Instagram are interrelated, and when you pass the campus of Facebook, it's real huge, it's real big, and it's guarded heavily. Okay, now, that stinking-ass broad who is the vice president of the United States currently, Kamala Harris, and I'm sure Double R will agree with me, is that she wasn't shit as the district attorney of San Francisco County. She wasn't shit as an assistant district attorney of Alameda County. She wasn't shit as the goddamn attorney general of California. And she ain't shit as the vice president of the United States. Now, I don't mean no disrespect to none of the ladies here, but I have to say it as it is. Excuse me, ladies, I've got to use it to get the point across. When Kamala Harris was younger, she was a beautiful woman, and if I was Willie Brown, I would have screwed her too. Okay, that's why they say Joe and a hoe must go, okay, and they must. So she bedwinched her way all the way up to the vice presidency of the United States. So therefore, when we have these no-good-ass black elected
official.
Warlock down there, where's Warlock at, down in Georgia, I think. Okay, and then Uncle Tim Scott, who gets up there and tells his bold-faced lie, America is not a racist country. America is not a racist country. Well, sir, you might as well pull your Johnson out, man, and piss on us, although I ain't that kind of guy and I'm not going for it. But that there was an insult to our intelligence as a people, but it is also an insult to all of those who were died and persecuted on the plantation system, who were lynched like little or like young Emmett Till was there, who is from Chicago, and that raggedy-ass broad tail and Brian, I don't give a damn if she's on an oxygen bottle, dialysis, in a wheelchair, I don't care if she's blind, crippled, or crazy, go arrest that stinking-ass broad and throw her in the damn jail cell and have her walk the motherfucking concrete. How dare you, you lying, stinking trap, go and sit up there and gonna say that this 14-year-old boy is gonna sit up here and whistle at your ugly ass.
With all these beautiful
And I'm sure that Dr. Ray will agree with me, is that up there in Hollywood, California, on Hollywood Boulevard, you got this place called Legends of Hollywood, where these white women go up here, buy asses, implant, whatever type of thing there to idolize and to duplicate. Oh, Hollywood is very weird, man. To duplicate the attributes of the black woman. But yet, though, the music industry wants to sit up there and promote music that degrades our women, that's talking about feminizing our men in the city of Los Angeles or Hollywood, which is a section of the city of Los Angeles, and I'm sure Dr. Bay is aware of that. And also, too, Dr. Bay, I take it, ma'am, that you are a lawyer. When I was going to Los Angeles City College, this was in the year about 1979, 80, I'm riding down La Brea Avenue getting ready, you know, to go up here and make my left turn off there off of Washington Boulevard where the Parisian room used to sit. Now you got the post office sitting over there. So therefore, the crash unit was out there going real slow. Okay, they pulled over, and we all know this fucking tactic if you're from L.A., and I know you know it as well, too, Double R. So Crash gets behind me, and I said, let me get to a well-lit intersection. So I go over, make my left turn from La Brea to Washington, and pull over there in a well-lit area. Here come Crash. License, driver's license, all that bullshit. Here you go, because it says on your internal passport in the state of California that you got to give this sorry-ass document to any of these race soldiers on demand. So I went on there and gave it to them. So they say, where do you work at? Man, I don't work. I go to school. Well, where the fuck you go to school? Los Angeles City College. Well, what the fuck are you studying up there? Oh, concepts of criminal law, business administration, okay, political science, okay. And, you know, you can see these race soldiers about
I'm trying
to pick
figure your punk ass out, basically.
Oh, yeah. And so, therefore, they stated, I said, look, man, you ain't got no damn probable cause, okay, and you don't have permission to search my fucking vehicle. Now, any and everybody I will tell in the city of Los Angeles, when you see shit like what that stinking ass son of a bitch by the name of Derek Chauvin did to George Floyd, fuck his badge number. Fuck his badge number. What you do is you go to that vehicle and you get that ID number off that goddamn car because the son of a bitch had a sign for it when he started his shit. You see, so like they say, they don't want to give out the badge number. Oh, now you don't want to give out the badge number. Now, here's something that's interesting, Black family. I look at a video today of a cracker stopped in Wyoming. He recorded it, and he told the police and the county sheriff, I ain't giving you my goddamn driver's license. You don't have no probable cause. They took his U.S. port. They told dude that they was going to break his window and whoop his ass. So the white fella, but keep in mind he's got the complexion for the protection in this nation. To quote the former heavyweight champ of the 1960s and 70s, I ain't got to say his name. We all know who he is. Okay, to make a long story short, Black family, they went on and let him go. Now, getting to the great state of Tennessee, every last one of them cops that beat Tyree Nichols deserves the goddamn death penalty. Also, too, when they expelled the two duly elected people out of the House of Representatives because they wanted to talk about gun control. Okay. The hypocritical document called the U.S. Constitution that you could pretty much just wipe your ass with says with the Second Amendment that this right is inalienable. This right is inalienable. And please correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Bay, because I know you got more education, and I know the word is education, than I do when it comes to law. So if that means it's inalienable, then that means they cannot prevent you from having a firearm under no circumstances, is because, as Bubba Parrott stated in his campaign when he was running for the police, one of his main tenets was to abolish them motherfuckers. Okay? It's because the police are not elected officials. These bastards are policy enforcers, and I really appreciated the way how Dr. Bay owned Sarge's ass that night on the last episode of Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. We also had Grand Rising with Chewbacca every Friday morning. It comes on at 11 a.m. in the East. It's an hour show because we know everybody's at work, at lunch and what have you. Feel free to inbox me at Chewbacca Sankore on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? If any subject that you would like to talk about, you know what I mean? And then also, too, as Dr. Bay was saying, is that we need the reparations money, okay? But we also need a main factor of production called land, okay? Right. That's one of the basic concepts of microeconomics that Double R was speaking on. We need the fucking land. Because I'm out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they building up all kind of shit out here. All kind of shit they building out here. But so can we do the same thing too, black family, for ourselves down there in the South? And then also, too, right. We need to get some of our people who are scientific and got knowledge of agriculture is because this stinking-ass Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland, according to a presentation I saw by Dr. Umar Johnson, is where he's taking it to the next level of the, besides the GMOs, and he's put some shit in there into the root of the plants that will pretty much go up there, man, and attack your internal organs, man, when it's digested on the inside. So we got to get our agricultural students. We got to get more of our medical personnel, like the work that Dr. Christina Parks is doing, and I'm definitely trying to get her on Chewbacca's Black Experience, who's doing a whole lot of research about how these goddamn vaccines are designed to kill us. You see what I'm saying? You feel me, Black Family?
Yes, sir.
I've been tested for COVID twice. I monitor my temperature on a daily basis, okay? But whatever what the fuck you do, do not take that goddamn vaccine, okay? Now,
Black Power. Black Power.
What they saying,
Black
saying
Power.
Is, and then what they're hearing me saying is on the air right there, okay? Fine, use it against me because I have fewer tomorrow's than yesterday's, and I cannot go before the ancestors, to quote the Queen Mother, we all know who she is, Tupac's auntie, holding my head held high if I did not pass on the shit that I've lived through to the generation that's following me. And Dr. Akbar, you know, man, I think you got 10 years up on me, sir, so you know exactly of what I'm talking about because you was in a prime of your youth when I was just like 10, 11, 12 years old. And this is the knowledge that they don't want our people to have. And then for you rappers out there, please change your fucking lyrics, man. Please quit the grade now.
All right. Thank you, Sangori. We thank all of you that have contributed. I want your undivided attention for this one and really give some deep listening skills up in here on our great spiritual advisor, Queen Mother's in the house. Our Master Chief of Staff, Queen Mother in the house. We're going to bring our Queen Mother, Beverly Lane, and Beverly Lane Reese. And she is the Queen Mother of all of the black tribes, all the black nationalists. And she's bringing it strong out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. And they're going to be there tomorrow. So we need your undivided attention. One mic on the Queen Mother, Beverly, Black Power. Black Power at 718.
Yes, sir.
And 781, you're live. Black Power Radio. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Always.
Black Power, Queen Mama.
Blessings, blessings.
Always.
I got company on the line. I don't know if she want to speak or not, but this is my grand. This is Roxanne's daughter's grandmother, and she is a nursing professor. She's retired. She retired from teaching nursing. She she's on the line. I don't know if she want to speak or not. I told her just listen. But, she, you know, I gave her the little information about the Aristotle and what they, as we
right,
know.
Carolyn Fernandez. Mm-hmm.
Yes, as we know, she just gave me confirmation. We know already what she did was wrong and undermining and dirty and just killing. But, you know, we were talking today for a while. And the particulars, I keep saying side effects. And she told me to stop saying side effects because that wasn't side effects that from that medication. Amisa, are you there? Can you say what that is?
It was a life-threatening adverse reaction.
That's right. That's right.
Life.
Big difference.
And expand upon it, please, for us.
Yeah, yeah, life-threatening adverse reaction.
Explain to it.
Okay, it's when a drug, you got different, we use side effects very loose. A side effect can happen like, it's not life-threatening. Like, you can have a side effect like constipation because you're on a water pill. So the side effect is constipation. Constipations don't necessarily kill you. But an adverse reaction that is life-threatening, like what he suffered, problem was, and it seems to me, okay, from what I just read looking at the drug, it was the combination of the two drugs that they gave him. And I sent Beverly a copy of it that although it was Arista, that the two drugs that they gave him, the two doses, were never supposed to be given together.
Yeah, and the doses.
What I gave him, it said error. Never administer both of them. The 6-something drug and the 1,000-milligram drug, was administered within minutes of each other. So that is the critical problem here. So it wasn't a side effect. All of the side effects were happening. This was a life-threatening adverse reaction because of the combination of the drug. And what happened was because of the custody, he was in one custody and in a hospital and back to jail. There was no communication about what he had. So they're thinking he's acting out when, in fact, he's having a reaction to this medication and has had the reaction, but nobody assessed the problem because there was no record, no communication on what he had been given.
And it was a quality of the dose. The dose was 3 times what one person would have. So that part, I yield black.
Right on. And then when you're done, I would like to name Carol J. Fernandez, the actual murderous nurse. Who administered this deadly dose to Lavelle Lane. We like to give a moment of silence because her job is going to be RIP after we're done. So just for our listening audience, so you know Carol J. Fernandez is a licensed practical nurse. Her license number is 15093, and she was the one that administered the 1,064 Aristotle to our beloved Lavelle Lane that caused the demise in which Spartanburg Detention Center finished him off. So we need to give her a special shout-out and let her know that we coming. Black Power.
But don't forget the doctor's
Black Power,
name,
and no, put a footnote in. And please put this
Dr.
footnote
Porter.
In your...
Hold on. Let her speak, Brother Akbar. What you said, Amnesa?
Okay.
She was following doctor's order. She
That's
was
right.
following doctor's
That's right.
order.
So we got to get the doctor. Yes, ma'am.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
He should have known not to order that combination of the drug that she gave. Now, I'm not saying that
That's right.
she should not have looked it up. She should have looked it up. But the ultimate responsibility is with the prescriber.
That's right. So we have to shout out the doctor as well. Yes, ma'am.
Find him.
That's right.
And the footnote
find his
is
name
in
and shout him out. Go ahead.
Okay. Now the footnote is in the fact that the custody and the protocol and the chain of command they were not absolutely trained in mental health, and he should not have been inside of the detention center, but I think they all knew to escort him back to the temporary residence at Midway, a hospital that would facilitate Lavelle Lane. Thank you.
Because in the report, they kept saying over and over again that he had suicidal ideation and his behavior. So, a bell should have went off in somebody's head. He doesn't belong here. He needs to go back
right.
to be monitored. Either at the hospital, it would have been preferable for him to go back to the hospital.
That's right.
But it didn't go
That's
off
right.
in their head, and the nurse who assessed him at the facility, it didn't go off in her head either. And I say it didn't go off in her head because no one had any information about the medication that he was administered. But his behavior was so odd, it didn't
right.
respond.
Queen Mother, do we happen to know the name of the doctor that ordered Carol J. Fernandez to do such
no.
evil
No,
deeds?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet, but we will.
We will.
Not
That's
yet.
Right. All right.
I see a name on them. What that is, wait a minute, I'm looking at it. The clinician. Clinician,
mm-hmm.
Alisa, is that
yes.
the doctor?
Yes. His name is in the report.
It's Gerald Deal. That's
mm-hmm.
that Deal Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday.
Yes. His name is in that report.
Okay,
yes.
that is the doctor.
The big report.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, we finna highlight both of them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we finna highlight both of them. So we want to give, like I said, a moment of silence and RIP because both of them are finna go. Black Power. I hear black.
Now, Anissa, could you yes. explain the function of an LPN? Because I don't know.
Okay. The LPN, the scope of practice of the LPN is really just data collection. All right, and the LPN just is an assistant like to the nurse, but she's capable and educated enough to give medication. Although in most LPN programs, they are taught also about safe medication administration and that you should check and double check, okay? But they don't do assessments. It's not in her scope of practice to do an assessment. It's in the scope of practice
okay.
of the registered nurse, who is the RN, who is the leader and the charge nurse to do assessments. However, the LPN can work with doctors. So if she sees something that is wrong, she can consult with the doctor, say, Doc, X, Y, and Z. But she probably didn't know enough about this medication before she administered it. So
I see.
That, yeah, because she the combination of those two drugs, the 600-something and that, they should never be administered together at all. That's a medication error.
So an LPN should have been the one to say, no, this dose is too much.
She should have stepped in
even if a doctor's orders.
Exactly. You could step in and say, no, I'm not giving it. This is too much. You could say that. But it would depend upon
mm-hmm.
where you are. I mean, because some places
okay.
are not going to tolerate an LPN saying X, Y, and Z or giving that kind of back talk, even if she's right. All right? So
okay. Right on.
You know?
Right on.
I have an ounce of empathy for her. Just an ounce. Okay?
Just
but,
an ounce. And that's an ounce too
an ounce.
Much, but we're going to give her that. We're going to give her that because yeah. Jonesville, South Carolina was the one that administered her license. So we're going to have to figure out what's the standard in giving people licenses without
actually, the proper training comes from the health facility itself.
Mm-hmm.
So she's working at that assisted living, and they should help her learn and train. They should orient her about all those antipsychotic drugs that she's administering. But she's working under the care of a doctor, so she's just, well, the doctor told me so, which really isn't a legal defense anymore.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
that's what happened. The doctor told me
right
so.
Right on.
The doctor told me so. It will depend upon
and
the facility
what
she's working and how much
most,
power that she has.
Sister Nisa, since you're here, what bothers me the most is on the death certificate where they stated that he died due to a drug overdose rather than admitting to them murdering him with this overdose. How do you
no,
think that
they
should have
no,
labeled
named,
the
named,
cause of death?
They named the problem. They named the problem that he had. They named the type of adverse reaction that he had.
The neuroleptic.
Neuromalignic syndrome.
Right. They named it.
Right,
named
NMS.
It.
Right, right, right.
No, they named it.
But that's deceptive. But because, I believe that's deceptive, though.
No, it's the reaction. It's the combination of the drugs that caused that.
Understandable.
And they
okay.
the one that gave him the drug.
They gave him the drug. They gave
right.
him the wrong combination, which caused that.
Right. Okay. So that
which
shows
caused
that,
that
they're
N-
at fault
that
altogether.
N-
right.
That NMF. So that's
right.
the
exactly.
drug they gave
the
him.
Neuroleptic malignant syndrome. So everything that he was experiencing
okay.
that they described in his behavior, you know, in the report, are signs and symptoms of the neuroleptic malignant syndrome.
Right on.
It's in
now
there.
Now it's more clear. Yes.
Right.
It's more clear. So I want to hold them accountable.
The problem is the lack of communication between all of the entities, the assisted living, the hospital, and the jail. That's where the communication failed. But it's a failure of communication.
Failure to communicate.
See,
oh,
they
failed to communicate.
What you said, the first word I see, just like the professor that they hired, that my lawyer hired, he's in Florida. He's based in Florida. When the case gets to come to trial, he's going to come here to testify.
Yeah,
he's been a psychiatrist.
He's a professional like that. Yeah.
Yes, he's been teaching psychiatry for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
He said that, and I see what you sent me.
Right.
Excuse me, you're drinking some 7-Up. The first word I see is fatal. Now, the word
right.
fatal, doesn't that mean death?
Yes.
That's the first word I see.
But look at the look at the top, error. And
error.
The combination of those two drugs should not have been given to him. Although
right.
it's aristocrat, it's two different types of drugs. See, that's where they, if they had given him one and left him alone or the other and left him alone, he might be alive today. But they gave him a combination of the both, which was deadly.
I just sent it to y'all. Y'all can look at what she sent me. Because this lady here on the phone is professional, and she's my friend. She's been my friend for a long, long time. This is my granddaughter's other grandmother, and she's a college professor of nursing, so I know she knows. And we was having a long conversation earlier today, so I just asked her, does she mind joining in the Black Talk Radio for just a moment so we can get some professional information and some professional understanding? Because I'm not saying nobody else on the line is not professional, but I know she teaches medicine, so I know she knows. You know what I mean? So I just wanted her to...
That's right. We're so glad to have you here. Yes,
yeah, I teach nursing. I'm a nursing professor. I retired. But
Right on.
But it's,
in your opinion, is your knowledge is very valuable, and we need to have you not only on today, but if you can come and be a regular on Black Power Radio, giving us some update on medical advice, that'll be much grateful. Power to the people.
Well, you know, I'm doing this as a favor to Bev, and I actually this type of forum is not really what I do professionally. But I'm concerned about Bev. I've watched LaBelle grow up. I watched those children grow up. As she stated, we share a granddaughter. And Bev is like family. She's like family to me.
That's
so
right.
It hurts
me. Right on. That's our mama. Right on.
And this has happened to her. And Bev know my history. I'm an activist, too, in my own way. So, it's sad. But I'm telling you, it's the communication. That nurse, she should have known, but she didn't know. I don't know if she's working in a facility where they will empower her to do that kind of stuff, because I know what happens sometimes when they get these little PNs to come into these facilities, and they do what they're told to do. They're not paid to think as far as their employer is concerned.
Mm-hmm. But you know, one of the activists, Chance LeBron, he did some research on her, and he sent me some paperwork, some history of her with the deaths, just specifically pinpoint on the word the deaths that came out of that Spartanburg Detention Center. her name is coming up a lot.
Well,
so this is not her first merry-go-round, apparently.
Yeah, I've seen her name 3 times. So
look,
I don't know if she's the angel of death or not, but I'm going to find out.
Well, somebody wrote the order. We saw the order, Beth.
Yeah. Yeah.
She followed the order. She followed a bad order.
Well, somebody's writing
whoever is writing the order is the problem.
Yeah, somebody, one of them doctors is writing some bad scripts.
Yes.
And before it's said
yes.
and done, before it's said and done, my father in heaven told me that he got this and I ain't got to worry about it. I'm not talking about nobody on this phone. I'm not talking about man. My father in heaven already told me that he got
this. Yeah, it was the orders. It's the orders and poor communication. Poor communication. Because there's another nurse who's listed in there. She didn't assess what was going on, although she was called to see what was happening. She couldn't assess it.
Yeah.
She didn't, because I don't think she had the information about the combination of drugs that had been administered to him a few days earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
A lot
all
of changes have
around.
To take place, yes.
All the way around.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, it's been seven, you got to use two hands. This has been 7 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Came out of that Spartanburg Detention Center, 950 California Avenue, Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Yes.
This October the 3rd. 7.
Yep.
That's too many bodies coming out of one building.
Exactly. Well, you worry
that's
about somebody,
yeah.
But.
Yeah, I am. But
yeah.
I'm just
the
saying.
Others don't want to join you in this. So
they don't. It is
have
sad.
A stronger case, then, you know, that is sad.
It's sad.
They're afraid for, I don't know what the reasons are, but.
Because they molded, these crackers then molded and conditioned them, I guess, to be afraid. I don't know. I don't know what their problem is. I don't know what they're afraid of or who.
Mm-hmm.
Or who stuff, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
That's right.
I'm not one of them.
But
that's right. Stand your ground.
But we have to know the facts, and we have to fight on the facts, and then the facts is going to win this case.
Yeah.
Fight on the motion. You can be mad, but if you don't have the facts, then what?
Exactly.
That's right.
You don't know how to use the facts, then what? You can be mad.
That's right.
We all are mad. But you got to know the facts.
You
got to fight the facts.
Facts and data.
And
that's
data.
Right.
And
can you
tell
us, Queen Mother, tomorrow? Conference call. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening
tomorrow? Tomorrow, I'm sorry. Tomorrow at 1. This will be the first time since we've been rallying and protesting that the lawyer we retained, which is Christopher Pratt,
mm-hmm.
this will be the first time that he's spearheading this media conference.
Okay.
He's the one that's setting this up. And okay. He has a friend. He's affiliated with someone that works with CNN. They based in Washington, D.C., so he got in touch with them. Now, I'll speak with him in the morning because I usually have to speak with him between 8:30 and 9 on his way to work after he drop off his children. So I'll find out, did he get in touch with the CNA and CNN newscaster and see if she got back with him, if she's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me more than likely. I didn't have to talk with him since early last. She'll be out there. And if they're not, we have Channel 7 here, Channel 4, Channel 21, which is in South Carolina. They're going to be here. And the Courier Herald, which is the newspaper here, they're going to be there, and another newspaper. I forget the name of it. But I was shooting for the CNN, so we'll be on one accord and just pray that the CNN be there because we need this here coverage.
Right.
You know, the media is what the world is based on now, the internet and those stuff like that, you know, so it can go national. So it could be, you know, televised and broadcasted because it just can't stay here in South Carolina,
But CNN, mm-hmm. you know, that's worldwide. So mm-hmm. I'm praying for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another level. So, you know, he's going to be announcing that he's filing the, is it 1993 or 1983, Dr. Truth Bay?
Yeah, it's a 1983 color of mm-hmm. law 242
okay.
violation. So that'll be the main form to charge them accordingly to
mm-hmm.
abuse of power. And that's
yep.
really what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
so, and I'm so glad, Mr. Nisa, that you stated, yeah, it's a lack of communication. That's exactly what it is. They don't communicate, and it causes the death of our loved ones unnecessarily.
Exactly.
So they definitely
exactly.
have to be held accountable.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they need a
yes,
protocol.
Ma'am.
I don't know what the protocol is for medicine patients or clients like LaBelle. Besides putting them in a straitjacket and tasing them when they don't follow instructions, if they see that he's actively psychotic, you know, why are you tasing them?
But you know that's been the MO of law enforcement. That's exactly why the people need to mobilize themselves and demand for us to
yeah.
police ourselves.
I mean,
we don't need these race soldiers.
He's in custody.
Yeah, they're
not
trained.
Not running. He's confined to an area and a space. So why do you
yeah.
have to tase him? He's confined. Yeah, I mean, he laying on the floor. He's acting up. He's talking to himself. He's confined. He's confined to a
That's
space.
Right.
Why do you have to tase him?
Right.
You got to tase him to move him? You don't have to tase him.
They did more than tase him.
They pepper sprayed. Four men pick him up and take him to the other room.
That's all. They
take a wheelchair, strap him down, and take him to the other room. You don't have to tase him.
Yep, and he was sweating profusely.
That's the problem that he had.
Yeah, agitated him more than he was
yeah.
already.
Yeah,
and
then, right. Yeah,
because they just can't stand our skin. That's all. They just can't stand our melanin.
Yeah, absolutely.
So something about it that makes them go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But the thing
it's
is, they're not trained mentally.
No, they're not
yes.
trained. They're not. They're not trained. They and you know, a lot of when they talk about defund the police, I get that part, but the other part that need to come with it is that you need more psychiatric social workers, more, you know, psychologists in the jails while this psychosis is actively going on. To give the
But can I tell you something?
How to handle these people.
That's right. I wanna share something with you on that. But Queen Mother, I think you were stating something that they not only tased him, but they pepper sprayed him too, right?
Yeah, they pepper sprayed my boy. They pepper sprayed him because
mm-hmm.
they were telling him to come out the cell so he could be put in a padded cell. He told them no. So they pepper sprayed LaBelle in his eyes. And in
mm-hmm.
the jail cell, you have a sink, a bed, and a toilet. Jail cell toilets don't be cleaned. I don't care what nobody said. If I slept there for 2 years, I would never see nobody clean a toilet. LaBelle took the water out of the toilet to relieve his eyes. Pepper spray burns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's exactly what the name is, pepper. So he took his two hands and was splashing the water in his eyes, trying to relieve from burning. They
mm-hmm.
took the pepper spray and sprayed it inside of the toilet. How
causing more
abuse,
right.
more abuse,
animal,
more abuse,
animal,
yeah. right, more abuse,
and that's what
and
I wanted to.
Then more water from
it.
The toilet. So when they put the gun on him, he really was electrocuted. Now he got all the water from the toilet on
right.
him. Wow, that's a lot of liquid. And then they tased him. Wow.
Yeah,
on top
so
of
he
that,
definitely.
On top of that. It went from the jail cell to the coroner. They took my boy out of jail cell, took him to the coroner. They butchered him, which the mortuary, the mortician told me that the funeral parlor lady, Miss Shirley Gilmore, she explained to me, I didn't see my son till before he was ready to go into the church and to get his services because she said they butchered him. They cut the veil in places she said she's never seen before. And his legs and his arms, I guess is what he tased him at. She said he had
mm-hmm.
pieces cut out of him from the back.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Andrea went to the Nike outlet and bought Lavelle a Nike sweatsuit for his casket, be casket ready, because he wasn't a suit and tie wearing young man.
Right.
29 years old. In that Nike suit, Lavelle was in a plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
He said because he would leak.
Yeah.
From where they cut plugs out of my son.
Mm-hmm.
Lavelle, my husband, is a light-skinned guy. I'm dark-skinned. Lavelle was light-skinned. If you see his pictures, mm-hmm. if you see pictures of Lavelle, Lavelle was light-skinned. Lavelle was darker than me in that casket. Now, I don't know the reason why. I don't know what it wasn't makeup because even his hands were dark.
Mm-hmm.
So
no,
they
when they drain your fluids, your hue becomes significantly darker.
Well, he was significantly darker. Roxanne, the only way I know that was my boy, Roxanne pointed out to me, Lavelle had a scar from his lip to his chin, where he got hit in his mouth with a coffee mug, and that scar would carry him to. Did carry him to his grave. That's how I recognized my boy, because he was so dark. But anyway, they took him from the jail cell to the autopsy. From the autopsy, Sled had him. From Sled, they took him, they went to the attorney general. Now, Friday, I look at my messages. It's a news report. So, Candace Brewer had sent it to me through Messenger. Thursday night, they had it on TV. I didn't know because I don't watch the news every night. Sometimes I watch Family Feud. They had announced that there were no charges being pressed against the detention center.
Right.
Now, why haven't Sled, Attorney General, none of those police, Chuck Wrongright, the sheriff over that detention center, ain't nobody contacted me yet. I found that out on the news.
From a news
person. They've been disrespectful to me from day one.
Yeah, that's
I'm not going to be quiet.
That's a fact.
I'm not going to run with my tail between my legs. I'm not shutting up. I'm not going away. I'm here. 10 toes down, and somebody's going to answer to why I had to bury my son on October 11th. I don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know who it's going to be, but some accountability has to be made behind that Spartanburg Detention Center. Too many people walk in there, too many family members walk in there, and too many bags, they have been carried out and body bags. That's not acceptable.
That's right.
Since October 3rd, when that coroner, when Dennis Fowler knocked on my door and told me my son was deceased, October the 3rd, today is April, the 16th? It's been seven bodies came out at the detention center since October the 3rd. That's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. All them bodies come out of that one building.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Right.
That's
they have
crazy.
To be held accountable. Now,
absolutely.
The cool part about it, I do want to mention, Nissa, you did mention that these officers, they do need mental health training. But I want our listening audience to listen up. Every law enforcement agency in every state, we are required, and they do have mental health training for each officer. The thing is, it's not enforced. So let's focus on South Carolina. South Carolina law enforcement officers have to go through something called CIT training, called crisis intervention. And what that is, I'm just going to read briefly to you what that is.
Okay.
Crisis intervention training is a 5-day training program for law enforcement officers to learn how to respond safely and quickly to serious mental illness and crisis. Officers learn how to recognize the signs of psychiatric distress and how to de-escalate. Let's underline that word, de-escalate a crisis, avoiding officer injuries,
consumer deaths and tragedy for the community, as well as linking people to appropriate treatment. Now, this is South Carolina now. L.A. has the same thing. They have a pet training for LAPD, for the sheriffs. So every state has a required mental health training for the officers. The thing is, when it comes to our black bodies, they don't have to enforce it, and that's the problem.
Unless all of the ones that had that training is retired or was home that day, because it shows to me they're not enforcing it. But that's a bunch of bullshit.
They sure not.
But what I know is that they put the officers first. Safety for the officers.
Right, exactly. That's what it is. They want to make sure that these officers are protected.
They didn't have the community
first.
Nah. Officers first. The wording. Priority.
That's right. So we definitely got to take justice.
Yeah. My son is a priority for me.
Right.
Like I told him, you take your kids and get Happy Meals. You take your kids to softball practice. You read your kids bedtime stories. I got to go to the cemetery if I want to spend a little time with my boy.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Well, I'm in for the duration. That's what I can say. I'm in for the duration. And they just might as well put on their damn seatbelt and buckle up.
That's right. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
It's a marathon.
It's a marathon.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Bev, I have to get off because I got to go medicate Mom, okay?
Okay, Alnisa, and I appreciate you, darling. Thank you.
All
that's Miss Alnisa Shabazz, everybody. She's a Shabazz.
All right.
But
Shabazz, that's what I'm talking about. Black power all the way, sister.
Black power for sure.
All right, Amisha.
All
thank
right.
you. I love you.
Y'all be safe. And thank you.
You too.
Well, all right there, Queen Mother. We thank you for giving your input, but then giving all of us an update on what is taking place with the Lavelle Lane case so far, and then the projections for what is to take place for tomorrow and for the rest of the case. But we certainly do stand behind the Reese and Lane family to get the best outcome.
I appreciate y'all. You're tough to believe. I tell you that all the time. I'm sorry to cut you off, Brother Akbar. But I just want to say this. I really do appreciate y'all because it's strength in numbers. And y'all give me strength. You know, sometimes I get on here, I might get on here a little late or a little Sunday. I have to make sure my husband eats because he comes from work. He in and out, make sure my dinner done. And, you know, I be doing certain things. But I be on, sometimes I be on, I be just listening. But I know you see my number and you'll shout me out. I say, oh, well, I got to stop doing what I'm doing. But that's okay. That's fine. That's fine with me because all our life is interrupted at some shape, form, or fashion. But I just want to tell you that I really highly appreciate each and every ear on this phone. We might not have met in person. We might not sit down and read together. But I appreciate y'all because, you know, information, you know, that's why I asked Alnisha, would she get on? Because she's retired at Bronx Community College. She teaches nursing. But she's retired now. But she still does a little part-time, but she does it at home. She does more tutoring. So I know she knows what she's talking about because she been in that field for over 30 years as well. And she is how old is Alnisha? I don't want to tell the lady age, but she's up in her 60s. And she be running the marathon in New York. She runs every day. 15, 20, 30 miles every day.
God bless her. That's my inspiration right there.
She's a very healthy lady. She has two sons, and we share a granddaughter, Ayana. Matter of fact, Ayana was out there with us, Roxanne's daughter. That's Roxy's daughter's other grandmother. But I just brought her on to give us a little insight on that damn medication that they gave Lavelle. That medication is wicked, which we had already researched at Dr. Tuesday. But, you know, I was talking to her today, and I just wanted her to chime in and, you know, give it, you know, the more you know, the more you grow. So I just wanted her to touch base with everybody, introduce her and let her know that I got backup besides her, you know? And
great
I appreciate
call.
Y'all.
That's right. We behind you 100%, Queen Mother.
I know.
Well, all right.
I know. And who can't make it to the bubble, I'm going to make sure it's live, and I'm going to have it up on Facebook when we out there tomorrow.
That's right.
Remove,
so we can be there in spirit for those who can't be there physically. But this is only the beginning.
Right.
So let's do this. April 17th, press conference, 1 p.m., Spartanburg County Courthouse. Let God do his work. Power to the people.
That's right. Power to the people. And we'll have some of our troops to go over to Spartanburg tomorrow at 1. All Black Panther available personnel are ordered to report to Spartanburg tomorrow to support the Queen Mother in her plight for justice for Lavelle Lane. We appreciate everyone here at 434-734-709. You're actually live right now on Black Power Radio. 434.
Freedom of death.
Freedom of death,
Black
freedom
unity.
Of death. I'll announce the Chief of Staff, the Honorable Ezreal, Black Power, Black Power.
Peace and Black Power.
Freedom
Peace
of Black
death.
Power. Freedom of death.
Black unity, Black strength, Black honor, Black sovereignty, Black nationalism, all power to the people. And in this
Black
day
power.
And time, in
Black
this
power.
Hour, most definitely, Black supremacy. And when I say Black supremacy, people tend to have an issue with it. In this day and time, as it always has been in America, we are living in an extreme time. And especially in this new era, 2022-2023, this new era of the civil rights movement, after all that we have been subjected to, even to this day, time to get extreme. Black family, as we have heard time and time again with the Lavelle Reese family, the loss of her son, the loss of so many of our people, and the continuation in losing our people, our fathers, our sons, our mothers and our daughters, our brothers and our sisters. I have asked the question many, many a time, how many do we have to lose before we stand up and do what is in our God-given right? Our right to this self-determination, our right to be self-defending, our right to be self-sustaining, and most importantly, our right just to exist. For 500 years, we have faced off against this oppressor. For 500 years, we had to have dealt with this devil, and let's call him exactly what he is. He is a devil. When you look up the very definition of the word devil, clear and cut, that those who define the word devil were talking none other than about this colonizer, this devil. At this time when we return to Spartanburg, we're not looking to be friendly with this oppressor. We are not here to tiptoe around the goddamn tulips like so many
tiptoe around the tulips.
These same situations who get or who have a loved one who is taken from them wrongly and unjustifiably by this colonizer and this oppressor. How many more do we have to lose? And whose son or daughter do we have to lose before we stand up and do what needs to be done? So many of our greats before us. Our ancestors have instructed us time and time again throughout the ages of fighting for civil rights, fighting for freedom, fighting for liberty, that we must separate from this devil, that we need to divide, that we need to leave this devil instrument, his own demise, because they knew just as much as we know now. They wouldn't survive without us or any other minority or group of people of color, for that very reason. If it wasn't for the indigenous man, he would have not thrived on this soil. And that's in the history books. Go back to your history books, the true history books, not the books whitewashed by this colonizer. Go back to your history books and read how they couldn't sustain themselves when they first came here. They came here three separate times, and all three times what they established failed. So it's no it's no big recognition that this devil can say that he can thrive without the help of our people or without the help of another oppressed people, because he couldn't do it on his own. I say we separate from this devil 100% and let him die, just as the ancestors should have done 500, 600, 700 years ago when they first came over here. Again, even today, we need to separate from this oppressor. We need to stop trying to be cordial. We need to stop trying to get along. We need to stop saying, oh, well, this will never happen to me. A lot of our people seem to have the misconception that because it hasn't happened to them personally, that it won't happen. I've had many of individuals come to me who have lost loved ones due to things like law enforcement, who said, and I quote, I saw what was going on with police killings. I just never expected it to knock on my door. Don't wait until it knocks on your door. We need to be separating from this devil now, this oppressor now. We need to separate on all grounds, be it economically, be it physically, industrial-wise, commercial-wise, educational-wise. We need to be providing for our own people, getting the land back that they promised. Hell, take the land back that we had before they even stepped foot on the soil. Get the land. Build
right.
Something.
Free the land, beloved.
And our people only. You see, the people love to quote the Bible, love thy neighbor as much as thyself. Well, where's the love from this neighbor, this oppressor, this colonizer? He has never shown us love. So while
that
part,
that's right, Chief.
People love to quote the Bible and say that there are seasons for all things. But the only thing they want to focus on is a time to heal, a time to love, a time to hug this colonizer. Well, God damn it, that same verse tells us it's time to refrain from hugging. It's the time to refrain from speaking, and a time for war.
Black
time to
it's a time to whip
Black
ass.
Power. Black power. Mm-hmm.
Black power.
We want to stay ready in the spirit and bring our beloved brother. He's out in the west side, of the east coast, and he's at 301-682. We want to bring live our national minister of defense to the line. Power to we the people. Power to the people.
Power,
Black power.
To the people.
Black power.
Black power. National
Black
Minister
power.
Of Defense, Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Mid-Atlantic Region. Yes. We're going to get this online magazine going, too. You know, got a brother ready to do the editing. We're going to fly off the shelf. I don't know which one is more popping, my idea is our national chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar on the picture, on the cover. But then again, the Freedom of Death logo. Believe me. One of them going to be on the front, one of them going to be in the back. I already know the Freedom of Death logo going to be on the back because we can't get anything over on the seas, the big cool, you know, cooking, cleaning, catering cars. And we'd be here all day with the seas, but I ain't going to do it to y'all. But I will say that we're going to be a full speed ahead on justice for Lavelle. And what's that lawyer's name again, sir? Or grandmother?
South Carolina? In South Carolina?
The lawyer that's going to handle the case
that's
for
on
us.
The ground? The one that's on the ground or the one absent? On the ground
on
Christopher Pratt. At the seat is Benjamin Crump. Go ahead.
Okay. We got two top names there, you know. I think we should get something done, you know. Let the old white man go in there and talk that old white man stuff to that other old white man. You know what I mean? We do them just like we did when we walked up in the city council meeting and our chairman had them eating out the palm of his hand. And then our chief of staff made him want to run out the back door. Oop, gotta go, gotta get my kids, gotta go. Oh, man, dog ate my homework, gotta go. So that's what Ben Crump's going to do to him. Ben Crump's going to be like, man, we had no idea. So, yeah, we're going to get him. Well, let the old white man chomp into him quickly, you know. I had some things I was thinking about. Mobilization of the forces for complete constructive change, number one. Hashtag bust for us on that $77 Baker. And then what else? I want to skip over that too fast, though. I say $77 Baker. Because I be talking real fast. I can't even keep up with myself sometimes. So we got so much to do in a short time to do it. And we got so many, from Mississippi to South Carolina and all the way back to, to D.C. and all the way over to L.A. It's just injustice is happening to who? Just us. Yeah, we get the injustice to give into just us. So anyway, it ain't funny. But like I say, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. That's a damn sure. So when the rabbit got the gun, it's going to be a whole different ball game, you know? So we show the whole world how this shit done, you know? Excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen, of the listening and participating Black Power audience. But we got to give it to you square business, you know? $77 Baker. We got to get there. And the only way we're going to get there is with our people getting us there. But enough of that, because I know y'all want to say, where are we getting to? Okay, where are we getting to? First, we got to get to Spartanburg, South Carolina, for Lavelle Lane, Justice for Lavelle. And that's tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. And then we have Roxboro, South Carolina, for our brother John Carrington. They thought they could raise their hand to one of us. And nobody come around that damn corner. Just like I said before, where I'm from, you put your hand on one of us, you're going to see all of us come around the corner. You know what I'm saying? Hey, don't take my word for it.
Please make your corrections. Corrections to Roxboro is in North Carolina, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't say North or South, but I meant Roxboro for Tuesday. For our brother John Carrington, who was hit by some racist cracker police down there, you know, for trying to do a good deed, you know. So they say no good deed goes unpunished. Well, when they start punishing our good deeds, so they get punished because the Creator's looking down at all of this, you know. That's why we have a divine, holy, righteous crusade at hand. You know, and we can't let nothing mess it up. You know, we can't let egos mess it up. We can't let hypocrisy mess it up. And we damn sure can't be followers. You know, we can't be followers. We leaders up in here. You know what I mean? We follow the right one, Sheikh Imam Akbar, but I'm just saying, be careful who you follow out there, you know, because a lot of people lead you astray real quick and make it look real good, you know. Personally, I'm not a follower, you know. I believe God bless a child that got his own, so let's get our own, you know, economic security. So Black Power, hit that Cash App, and salute to all, that's $77Baker, and salute to all of my comrades, present and past and future. Salute to our beloved comrade Abdul Shakur, a strong field marshal for life. You know, and our Hashim and Zynga, who gave me my name Black Lightning. I give him Ashe, and all the comrades, like I say, who paved the way for us. Little Bobby Hutton, Bobby Seale, Eldridge Cleaver, you know, had to show us how to be strong. Sometimes you gotta bust their ass and go into goddamn exile, you know. And we're going to show them how to do it because one man gone, the NFAC still got us. They got a home. They got a home right here, you know. Because one fall, another step up. Another step up, another fall, another step up. So we got the step up program real good, you know. So we got three to replace any one of us at any given time. You dig that? So before I start getting into black militant mode, which would be way off the chain, way past black supremacy mode, they'd be like, on this is our shit. We're the only one in town. Now live with it, because like I say, you either rocking with us, you're on the way, or you in our way. So don't be in our way. Just be on the way. Okay, yeah, Black Power. $77Baker. Go. Salute out to 1619 Reparations Committee. Keep up the good work, and this is just the beginning. We all gonna go down as black. Oh well, I am.
What revolutionary?
A black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
Black
I am.
A black revolutionary. Black power. As we go on up. 310-250-256, you're live. 310-256, Black Power.
Ungawa Black Power.
Ungawa Black Power, drop
Black
it
power.
Like it's hot. That's right,
okay.
You're in the right spot. Drop it like it's hot. Black Power.
Okay. Let me just say, this is Big Money Griff, the problem solver at the age of 73. From Newark, New Jersey, raised in Inglewood, New Jersey,
much
now L.A. born, L.A. bound. But I just wanted to comment in regards to Queen Mother. Queen Mother, I think it's very important that I emphasize that in every detention home, there is the situation where you can find out what is excessive use of force. And Trump, Benjamin Trump, he should be able to find out what is the laws or the rules and regulations for excessive use of force. Because when Double R and myself heard her say that they put the pepper spray in the toilet bowl, that was excessive use of force. And it's important that I emphasize that I was more or less under the wing of Johnny Cochran. And as you all know, Johnny Cochran was, if it doesn't fit, then you must acquit, and that's no bullshit. So there you go with that. Last week I heard a sister say, I don't want reparations. Well, if you got it like that, and you black like that, and you down like that, that's cool like that. If you may not be a Oprah Winfrey, you may not be a Michael Jordan, but the majority of us want reparations. So what I'm saying is that if it's about the land or if it's about the money, whatever state you live in, make sure you make the announcement that you do not want your portion of reparations, and we will divvy that up amongst ourselves that live in that particular state for Black Power. That's how we need to strategize to get our people to realize that in spite of all past years' adversity, success can still be obtained. So spread the word, what you heard, on that. And there's so much more. There was another comment that was made last week that I had a little problem with as well, but I'm going to talk about the guns, the assault weapons, because I thought the brothers in Tennessee was right on point, and I made a call to our Adrian Dove here in Los Angeles, who has the Martin Luther King Day parade, and I asked him after this boy was brought back into the legislature that we invite them out and pay their way here to Los Angeles for the next Martin Luther King Day parade, because they were just outstanding. They were superb. And those assault weapons don't need to be in our community, period. And if you have an assault weapon, keep your assault weapon. I'll say it again. If you have an assault weapon, keep your assault weapon. But no new assault weapons will be sold to these youngins going out here killing our family and killing our people. And I'm one of those brothers like no other from another mother that says we need to have cameras in the classroom, in the hallways, and around the schools, and have a monitor room in the school to monitor around the school in the hallways, and have a deadbolt lock on all classroom and coat room doors to prevent these baby caskets from being buried in the ground. We've got to be smarter than we have been in the past. And I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of hearing them say, I don't know what to do. There's nothing we can do but keep putting more military, put more police around the school. No, we don't need to do that. We can do it ourselves. So that's one aspect. And there's so much more. But I don't want to get to, I'm a problem solver, guys. And I listen to the problem, and then I'll chime in. Akbar, thanks for taking my call. I'm out. I'm done.
You're welcome. That's big money grip, straight out of that
big money.
Jersey, right out there out of Inglewood, Jersey and Inglewood, Cali. I mean, he just can't get enough of that Inglewood. But don't you know this is our brother that gives us the gifts of prophecy and the gifts of knowledge and wisdom, understanding, interpretation, how the rules, the goal, he who has the goal, makes the rules, and it gives you the insightfulness of those rules and the codes we need to get in and out and be successful in our endeavors. It gives you that little tidbit of wisdom that you need to make your case right, and this is our man. He's out of sight. That's cool, Professor Griff. He's a bad man. He's a funny Griff. God damn it. He's the right kind of guy. You don't like it. But here we go. If you get 405 to the mic, we got 405. At 721, 405, 405, at 721, you're actually live on Black Power Radio. And you can talk black to us. Black Power?
Black Power. Good evening. This is Sister Joyce in Oklahoma City. Ramadan Mubarak.
Sister Joyce in Oklahoma City.
Sir, good evening, brothers and sisters. You know what?
Power to the people. Power to the people.
I get so energized. I get so energized listening to this program. And I have not been on it very long, but I tell you the truth. Each week I'm on here, I just feel better and better. But I would like to make a couple of observations, if possible. And I hear what the brother is saying in terms of, 500 years of oppression and how we need to fight back. But Before we get into the fighting mode, we have to do some strategizing, because I feel that these Caucasians, they have devils, whatever you want to call them. You know, they have sat back for the past, that I'm aware of, 50-plus years, and they've allowed these people who call themselves different names, one percenters and oath keepers and all this type thing, they've allowed those people to become what they are today. So before we get ourselves all involved in their mess, let them start cleaning themselves up. Because they've allowed it, they need to do something about alleviating it, getting rid of it, doing away with it. At the same time, we must remain vigilant, because we don't have the weaponry these folk have. They don't have to come down to our homes any longer and knock on our doors and drag us out and hang us from the nearest poplar tree or whatever it's called. They can sit in the hills now and just shoot big cannonball things towards our homes and destroy us like that. So before we decide to get out here and just go to over what they call armed combat, let us sit back and strategize and let us let them work out their own situations a little bit. At the same time, those little young men from Tennessee, I love them. I love them with all my heart. I love them. And that one with the big afro, he sure reminds me a little bit of Malcolm. Also, the sister and the people, those of us who claim not to want our reparations, I can't think of any other country, any other nation of people who are refusing this U.S. money. I can't think, and it's not just the U.S., brothers and sisters. It's all over the globe. We're not just owed reparations from this country. We're owed reparations from around this world. So when you say you don't want yours, think about all the other countries that's not turning down theirs. At the same time, I would like for each and every one of you to know what we're planning here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the state of Oklahoma, and Tulsa to be exact. Brothers and sisters, we're hoping to make this an event that our children's children's children, just like they talked about how badly they did us 102 years ago, we're going to talk about how good it was 102 years later with the assistance and help from each of us. Sister Patricia Muhammad and the rest of the committee, we are doing all the legwork. We're doing all we can to make this a memorable occasion from the Memorial Day holiday through Juneteenth. And another thing before I get off, I know I'm long-winded, but I'll stop here in a moment. And you brothers who are going to Spartanburg, I think that's South Carolina, we must remember. And here's something else we need to put on our calendars, if we haven't already. Memorial Day holiday weekend celebration recognition started in South Carolina with the freed slaves who decided to have services, memorial services for the young men primarily, who were killed during battle and left on top of the ground to just, I guess, decay as if they were just some a wild animal. So we must start recognizing those brothers and sisters who couldn't even read the names, some of them. Maybe a few could have, I don't know, but for the most part, we couldn't even read the names of the deceased. But yet, we went out there and we did the humane thing by giving them a proper burial and proper recognition to our Creator who created them. So, brothers and sisters, I'd like to thank you for your time. I may chime in again, but those are my highlights for right now. Thank you very much. Black Power.
Well, you done lit it up, Sister Joyce, Barbara. Salaam alaikum.
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black
power to the people. We thank her for giving that energy, you know, as only she could give it. And we got so many great personalities here on Black Power. All of them going to be hosts on their own show in their own city eventually. That's real talk. Let me see. I'm trying to reach out to somebody. Now. There's another 310 now. This 310 left and came back, I believe. 310, like 256. 310, 256. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. 310, 256. Are you there? Got a couple. We got Professor Griff up here. I mean, Money Griff. Keep it disciplined, brother. Professor Money Griff. Awesome man. But we got another 310 out there. I'm assuming it's a Cali area code at 310-256. 310-256. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. Oh, don't you know? We give you more of it. You listen to your radio, folks. And don't you know, don't you know? We have the most informative radio talk show anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. We'd like you to give so we, the Black Panther, can get our van and go across the Mid-Atlantic region. If we just press, we can get in the central region and go on to Cali if we got to go to Cali. But we need to get our van. We're trying to raise $2,000, interview brilliant people, can start a GoFundMe in the name of the New Black Panther Party. And you can put it to $77Baker. You can, if you pay that Cash App, it's going directly to the Panther. You have no problem with it. We're in the middle of the rumble against the opposition. I'm trying to think of who have we left out of the loop as we go back to the top of the key, bro. And let's see what's happening up here. Maurice is in the house. Queen Mother's in the house. Ezreal is in the house. Brother Double R, did you get to say something about this? Double R is out there in L.A. You can talk black to us before we go down to that 872. But drop it like it's hot. If you got it with us, Brother Double R is in Los Angeles. He's the state chairman now working to recruit and build up that area with Panther-type troops and black activist troops, 16, 19 people. He's just all around. He just like the Magic Johnson and the Michael Jordan of the West Side. He can do it all. So he is that all-purpose Panther, all-time black activist. Brother Double R, are you still in there with us?
Check, Double R.
Craig, mic check from Double R. Go ahead, Black Power. Black Power, one mic on R.
Black Power, power to the people.
Power to the people.
I'm listening, man. Yes, sir. That one brother came up from Vegas. He came up with the CRT and the studying of our youth. You know, y'all know we're into this land. So I'm asking for 16, 19 square miles of property for us to build our schools on this earth. You feel me? To where we at here. So that was a good point he was making, because, you know, but however, the solutionist in me going to say that we need to get our own. So all these websites and everything we got going on, we're going to start stuff. If we got to afford stuff, we sell. But make it through K through four friendly, you know what I'm saying, 5 through 8 friendly, then high school friendly, all the way up to the guts, you know what I'm saying? So if we can get people to do that, we can get our youth, you know what I'm saying, and before they get programmed, you know, we'll program ourselves. So that's one thing we pushing at. But y'all do listen, too, about we talk about this land. That's our number one issue. That's the thing that we need to dig on. You know, because if you look at it, our gap, I mean, we're going to get the money because it's $150,000 per year that we less than the white folks. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's a fact. You know, following these reparations, task force and everything. Not just that, going to Dr. Williams. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Williams. Y'all look at Dr. Williams. What is his last name? Man, I had it. But Dr. Williams, really break it down. Oh, Dr. Williams Doherty. D-A-R-I-T-Y. Y'all look at some of his things on YouTube. He's going to teach y'all about a gang of the history, about the wealth gap, about the, you know, the homestead, about the mass incarceration, the money issue. I mean, he break it down real simple. You know what I'm saying? It's like a long thing for me to say. Sometimes it's like an hour at a time, so dig into it. All right, you're black.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, I was just making sure we hadn't been cut off. You know, this is airtime.
Right, yeah.
I
yield black.
These things happen, but it is what it is, black family. And I would like to build on a few statements that were made. We have to remember, as a people that have been subjugated, as a people who have been enslaved, both mentally and a slave physically, after all that was done to us, after all that we have been exposed to, in this day and time, we have no choice no intelligent choice, I should say, than to defend ourselves. Either arm yourself or harm yourself, as the national chairman often tells us. Now, there are a lot of our people who love to throw up the issue with weapons and toting guns and carrying guns. This is my statement to them, and it's a two-part thing. Well, actually, a three-part thing. The first part of that is when you make statements like that, you have to realize that 9 times out of 10, and for those who are legal gun owners, you know. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. But if you know and you're a legal gun owner, you understand that some of these ARs or a lot of these ARs and automatic assault rifles and all these other things and customization weapons, these things are not cheap. And I say that to say this. A lot of our children and young people who are getting these weapons, 9 times out of 10, those weapons came from one of two places. Either A, they were stolen, or B, it came from a crate that was placed in the black community. Now, take myself for example. I have 2 automatic assault rifles that I use on a regular basis. I have other comrades who have many assault rifles. So it's not the assault rifle in itself that creates heinous acts. It's the individual behind the weapon who is the issue. Because, again, as I stated earlier, at this point in time, and it's been like this for, roughly 200-300 years, maybe a little bit more than that, we have no choice but to arm ourselves. When people make statements like that, I like to go back and look at some of the historic lynchings and those situations that had the person been able to arm themselves, would they still be here today? As I speak right now, I'm going to actually speak for 2 of my comrades, including myself. But as I speak to you right now, my AR is sitting right over here in the chair. Never have I witnessed my AR just jump up and go in the street and kill an innocent person. I know another comrade on this very line, also armed with what they call an automatic assault rifle. And likewise, I can almost guarantee and promise you that his assault rifle on his own whim never committed any act of harm or death against anybody else. So you can't blame the weapon in itself. You blame the person behind the weapon, the person pulling the trigger. I would like to further make a statement that even though we know the situation as far as dealing with the oppressor, that there is never a statement or issue made when we see white people out here exercising their Second Amendment rights, when we see white militias, where we see white gun enthusiasts. You never hear the statement from our own people talking about they need to ban the ARs. They need to start making them. You never hear that statement from our own people dealing with white people who arm themselves or who are gun enthusiasts. So why would you make the same statement comes to our people arming themselves or our people who may be gun enthusiasts? At this day and time, oh my, look at everything that we are against. We are against law enforcement, regular white citizens who would cause us harm, law enforcement who would cause us harm, other minorities who have anti-blackness who would wish to do us harm. In this day and time, We have no choice but to arm ourselves and exercise our Second Amendment rights. So don't be so quick to judge, especially when we realize and recognize that most of the time when we see these high-tech weapons in our communities, 9 times out of 10, it's the oppressor who puts these weapons in our communities. There have been documented cases time and time again of crates of guns appearing in low-housing communities, in the hoods, in the projects. Where do you think these guns come from? So, again, before you sit here and try to condemn or make those types of comments, understand the fact that not all of us who are Second Amendment holders, who do believe in armed struggle, who do have those automatic assault rifles that you fear so much, it is those of us who will be the ones to protect people who have opinions like that. And with that said, I yield Black the mic to our national chairman, Black Power.
Black Power? Black Power, we had an 862 out there, Brother Azrael, and I know they were attempting to make a comment at one point. We have a 872-201. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. And you can't talk Black to me.
Oh, of course. You know I'm always going to talk Black. You know, every minute, every hour, I represent Black Power. Brothers and sisters, this is your sister. This is Switchblade from Chicago. And how y'all doing tonight, brothers and sisters? I hope y'all doing well. And I just wanted to give my homage, Black Power. I just wanted to give my homage to all our elders that's on the line, as well as our ancestors who are also guiding us into vibrating on this one frequency tonight. I also wanted to piggyback off of what our General Azrael was saying about not being scared and always having our power tools ready for any occasion that may come across us, because we have to always remember we are a target, regardless of if we are a runaway slave or even if we're the house nigga. You are a target to either manipulate the rest of us, or you are a target to try to have us all run away from the European domination, so to speak. And with this being said, I also wanted to add that we are not scared. This new generation that you all have breeded is not scared to stand up and die for what our ancestors really fought for, which is to be free from European dominations, which is also to mean to get our check, get our land that is over 900,000 acres nationwide old, along with our check and along with other benefits and set asides that you, the government, federal government, made for every other group but us. And we're the ones that built this for everyone to benefit. But no longer are we going to tolerate that. No longer are we going to let everybody else in to be better in the economic field than us. So, and if it wasn't for us, no one in this country will be better off. But yet we are the number one in homeless, yet we're the number one at the lowest of an economic group. And it was purposely that way because they purposely sabotage us over and over again ever since day one. So they try to erase our history of what we come from and our contributions to this country. They try to add that immigrants built this country, which is a lie. They try to even take away our music. They even try to take away in certain states who Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks was. And we are standing 10 toes down deep, letting them know that we are the ones, if it wasn't for us, this would be no United States of America. This would not be the number one powerful country in the world that everybody want to flee to. So with that being said, brothers and sisters, remember how powerful we are. Remember how important we are to this world and how influential each and every one of us are. And we are here to not only give each other the reassurance,
but also pass it down to our next generation so they can have the reinsurance. So with that, I love this energy, love this vibe and frequency that we're on. We're going to win because we keep on fighting, and if we fight, we win. So on that note, Black Power, be one. Love you all. And I land my plane to pass the black mic on. Black Power.
Black Power. We got it lit. We're giving it to our national minister of justice, who's going to close out this point. All Black Panthers need to meet right after Black Power Radio. All Black Panthers, please put the word out for all Black Panthers to meet directly after Black Power Radio. And it's very vitally important to our living. And so our living will not be in vain. We need everybody that's giving you more to listen to Radio 4 to be on with Dr. Truth Bay right now and to take their marching orders and get in after Black Power Radio is over tonight. We are going to be over shortly, and we're giving it to Dr. Critical Elray's Truth Bay, Black Power.
Black Power, so we want to just reiterate to show support in Spartanburg for Queen Mother, as well as accountability. Secondly, the need for nationwide on May 1st for all of our comrades to make the statement of land, check, check, land, as part of our number one issue for reparations. Land rights, not money rights. Land rights, then money will come after. So let's keep that in mind. Land rights is number one. Also, we'd like for you to keep in mind the California Task Force here is rounding off. June 30th is the last day of the hearing. So Gavin Newsom, who's running for president, is not going to go anywhere nationally if he can't fix his stuff locally for the state of California. So we're going to keep an eye out on that. It's not about Democrat or Republican. It's about a new party. 1619 Red Party is available to the people by the people. It is a self-governing party in which the mass exodus of the Democrat and Republican will no longer be. So if you want to join or sign the petition, log on to onepercentage.org. That's O-N-E-P-E-R-C-E-N-T-A-G-E, onepercentage.org. 1% of resources, time, and income to reduce homelessness, incarceration, violence. That's our motto. That's our key. So as we move forward to Black empowerment, it is going to be a reality very soon, Black family. We will have our own autonomy, and the right to self-determination will not be a dream. It will be for real, for real. Just to stay Black, stay focused, and study politics. Because without the study of politics, you're going to be a blind man in this fight. And we definitely don't need no blind man in this fight. You got to be willing, able, and ready for the opposition at all costs. With that being said, I'm going to show you a lot of love and keep focused on the youth. And we thank you again for joining us on Black Power Radio every Sunday and Monday. We definitely want you to keep that GoFundMe up as far as getting the van, so the travels, revolutionary work. Doesn't work on wishes and prayers alone. It requires finances. So as we move forward, let's keep the dream alive by financing the revolution as we move forward. So with that being said, appreciate you, Black family. Love you very much, and ain't not a damn thing you could do about it. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Thank you, Dr. Christmas.
Black Power.
I don't know if the Queen Mother is advisors on or somebody else. There's one person that did ask up, and I promised them at 925, at 925-791, 925-921, you're live.
You hit on that episode that we're basically set up. Yeah, professional.
Okay, are you there with us? 925-925, you're live. Is that coming off the line? 925-791, you're live on Black Power Radio. You get anything over there? 925-791. You are live on Black Power Radio. And then we have to catch us tomorrow night. We thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Is Dr. Our Queen Mother, B. Beverly, are you live on Black Power Radio?
I'm here. Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings.
All right, go ahead and close us out with the word. We're going to build it up for tomorrow. All the troops, all the black activists that can get to Spartanburg tomorrow, we want you to be live to support her and attorney Christopher Pratt in pushing forward the case for Lavelle Lane. So thank you all tonight. We love you so much. Give our best to Mr. Reese. Is he on board tonight?
No, he's at work. He was in, but he had to go back out because they had a function going on over there by him, church over there by him. They're having a concert, so he had to be outside with them, you know. But he was angry, but he said, tell y'all hello. And just keep us in your prayers as usual. And let's stay under the same umbrella. Let's stay on the same accord. And just ask God to guide our steps and guide our hearts and guide our minds. And just keep his arms wrapped around us and his protection. Protection from the enemy. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we need protection from our own selves. Sometimes we are our own worst enemies. We just have to keep our minds focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's love. That's above and beyond all things. We have to love and love each other. You know, you have to love your brother as you love yourself. And I just want y'all just to keep in mind, I want this to be a prayer for my family. It's just seven little words. God, thank you for the justice for Lavelle. I would like everybody on the sound of my voice say that during your day, somewhere, think about my deceased son and the cause we fight for and the justice. You know, when you speak things into existence, it comes to fruition. Just say, during your course of the day, one day, you just think about Beverly and think about Lavelle and say, God, thank you for the justice for Lavelle. And, you know, you speak that into existence, and it'll come to pass. It's going to come to pass anyway. But I just want us to be on one accord. And I want blessings for our slumber tonight. We have a peace of rest and have the week and have positive energy through the phone and through our lives, through our heart. And through the air.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every one of us, and let's stay on the same accord. Amen. And please forgive
Amen.
Us for
Amen.
Our
Amen.
Forgive us
I'm
for
in
our
wrong.
Sins.
I'm in wrong. I'm in God. Amen, Lord.
Black
Power. Each and every one of you who come again tonight. We'll be ready for life tomorrow for Black Power Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. Come on, Blackhead, 8 p.m. tomorrow. And you can drop it like it's hot right here on Black Power Radio. With all that has been said, we know our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said it done.
let it control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
Beautiful.
our sins to be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you fail, I miss you, baby. I swear I do. Ever since you went away, I ain't been doing nothing but
thinking
with my head in my hand. You've been away from me so long, and I just don't think I can carry on. So I start
drinking
each and every
drinking.
Night.
I start drinking
each and every night.